I see you got the red moving wall volunteer shirt. So that's obviously they'll be able to identify you out there. What, yes, as a volunteer, what are some of the things that you're doing for this?
Some of the things we're doing is we're actually helping our Vietnam veterans, their family members, loved ones, find names on the wall. This wall is 253 feet long. It is approximately half the size of the original wall in D.C. And our volunteers, the wall in D.C., the lines are every 10. The names go in a set of 10. On this wall, because it's half size, it's every 20. So if you went to the original wall and you were looking for a name, it would be a little bit more difficult here to find because the numbers have changed a little bit as to location. Our volunteers are handing out bottled water. It's July here in Ohio, and it's a little warm out there. So we're handing out bottled water. We have our volunteers just helping escort our handicapped and elderly folks back and forth through the wall. We have wheelchairs available. We have people that need them. Our volunteers really have just been outstanding. We had a lot of volunteer help come out and help build this thing, do the landscaping. I have to say, Miss Sheila Davis, she goes by Weasel. She and her crew did all the landscaping out there, and I cannot tell you just how beautiful the site looks.
And it's amazing how large it is, even though it's half size. That sort of tells you the size of the actual memorial and the fact that it requires that size to hold all those names on there. Talk a little bit about sort of how you've turned that Union School Park sort of into very kind of hallowed ground in a sense.
Well, anywhere the wall travels becomes sacred ground to the veteran community. And we had originally talked about doing this at the fairgrounds, but we thought that having a higher visibility from the roadside would be more effective. So we got with the village and Steve Dupie, the city planner, and Mayor Hans Schneider, and we were able to get with them, and they agreed to let us do it there. We had to build a sidewalk in there. It's 360 feet, and it's 6 feet wide. It took us about 58 tons of stone to build that. But we had a lot of help from the village. The village sent down a crew, and I will tell you what, the gentlemen they sent down, they worked hard. And we had to build a platform. Everything has to be level from the apex to both points, and both ends have to be level all the way across. It took us about 6 hours of laying out that platform before we were able to make our first cut on the 4x4s that we used to build the base out of it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the process of bringing the wall here?
Yes. The process really begins with a little bit of research because there are several traveling walls, and we wanted the wall that we brought in here to be as close to the original as possible. From that point, we have to, everything we do at the VFW has to go through our regular members meeting. So we had to vote on whether or not to bring it in because it is quite a large expense. The wall itself will cost us about $5,500 just to pay for the wall. And that is something the VFW has paid for, and we're happy to do it. For us, this isn't about money, and it's not about how much money we spend or anything like that. This is about the veteran community bringing a little bit of peace and togetherness and acceptance of the Vietnam veteran, because as we all know, the Vietnam veteran, when they came home, they didn't come home to a grateful country. I was fortunate last night to actually speak with a gentleman, and I just want to share this, I'm sorry, but I spoke with a gentleman who had been to the Washington, D.C. wall 3 times, but he'd never been able to actually go up to it. He'd gone 3 times, and he'd turned around every time before he actually made it to the wall. Last night, I talked with him, and he went to the wall for the very first time. And he did that here in Wellington. And I sat there with him, and he told me his stories, and I will tell you, I am so grateful to be able to have that opportunity. Excuse me. And I really, truly hope that the folks that are listening to this will come out, and even if you don't know a Vietnam veteran, just come out and thank one of them and talk to them, because their stories are incredible.
As does everyone who serves our country has stories, and they come and they look for sometimes, they hope sometimes maybe at a point to sort of push that aside, continue in civilian life, but there's points through their life where they have come for remembrance as well. And this is an opportunity, I suppose, to share that with maybe people within their families to come to see it. they call it the moving wall, and I read somewhere sort of that it sort of has that sort of double meaning in a sense. It's a moving wall because you can take it to places, yet the wall itself moves people when they come to see it.
Yes. At our opening ceremony yesterday, we saw quite a few people that had tears in their eyes. We do have Kleenex available if you need it, but there were quite a few people that were very moved, were crying, and it touches you. It really does. And it is honestly one of the best experiences in my life to be involved in this.
I know that 98 names from Lorain County are on that list. Driving up to it down 58 South Main to the Union School Park, I do see sort of some other sort of displays or memorials along the way, even some larger things. Is that all part of this, or is that just other people adding to the ceremonies that are going on here?
The memorial pictures that you see on Town Square were actually brought to us by Bill Waters. He's a local resident, and he knew the six young men whose pictures we have up there. Those are the six young men from Wellington that died in Vietnam. And yes, it is part of our display. However, we wanted to separate that a little bit. We wanted to put that down in the town square, not to single out those guys, but it's something for the residents here in the village to know exactly what was given on their behalf. These young men that went overseas for a country, and they went to serve for freedom, and they gave that last full measure of themselves.
I also see you have the large inflatable for the MIA POW as well, just to remind people, too, that of those who have not returned, and it kind of just gives that sort of memorial as well. Maybe talk a little bit about the ceremony. We had the ceremony yesterday that was here, and then what other types of events are taking place at that wall for the public?
Well, tomorrow, Saturday at 5 p.m., we will be doing a Vietnam veterans pinning ceremony. You do not have to be from Wellington to participate in this. Anybody, if someone hopped a plane from California and came out, we would pin them. We have a nice pin with a certificate from the president showing our appreciation and thank you to them. Sign-ups for that will start at 3 p.m. We will have a sign-up booth inside one of our tents. So any Vietnam veteran out there, please come down and get recognized, because you gentlemen and ladies truly deserve it. Sunday night at 8 p.m., we're going to be doing, we will have patriotic music. At 8:30, we have a young man named Holden Barnes. He was a contest winner for the Eagles organization. He wrote a speech on the flag, and it's really quite something. He's going to give that at 8:30, and then after that, we're going to do an open mic thing, where anybody who wants to come up and say a thank you, if any veteran wants to come up and share their story, we're going to do that until it gets dark, and then we're going to do a candlelight vigil Sunday evening. So please come out and join us. Monday is going to be kind of low-key. We're having our closing ceremony at 1 o'clock, and we will begin tear down on the wall at 4 p.m. because these folks who travel with the wall, they're on the road about 40 weeks a year, and they need to go home for a week or two and rest. So we're going to try and get them out of here a little bit early so they're able to get their rest before they begin their travel all the way back to White Pines, Michigan.
What do you know about the history of this moving wall? I mean, obviously they built the wall in Washington. At some point someone said, you know, a lot of people maybe can't get there, or the sight of this, we could do something to bring to the rest of America.
Yes. Well, this wall has been traveling for 35 years, and there are actually, the company that owns these it's a veterans organization called Vietnam Combat Veterans LTD, and they actually own two of these walls. These walls they own are the only walls that were authorized to use the templates that were designed for the original wall. So these are, other than size, these are exact replicas of the original wall in D.C. There are several traveling walls throughout the country, but these two are the closest you're going to get to the original. Like I said, they've been traveling for 35 years. They go state to state. They've been overseas, Guam. They've even had it in Berlin, Germany. They've had it in Japan, Hawaii, they travel around the world, and I'll tell you what, I envy these guys for what they're able to do and where they're able to go and bring this healing to people.
And I guess that is a key to it, too, sometimes, to see this, to see the names, not only for those who were involved, but for us who were not a part of that, to look at all those names and realize each of those names was a life. It was a soldier, somebody who served the country. Do they add names to these walls? What happens?
Yes. My understanding, and I could be wrong, I'm not 100% sure, but my understanding as of right now is that if a Vietnam veteran were to pass away today from their injuries that were sustained from Vietnam, that they will be added to the wall. Every year, there's approximately 5 to 6 more names that have been added to the wall. And now that includes our POWs. There's still over 1,500 POWs that are listed as missing in action in Vietnam. If their bodies are found, if remains are found, they are then added to the wall. Right now, their names, the POWs' names, are on the wall, but they're still listed as POW. So there is a slight difference there, and it's semantics at this point, but they're still listed.
We're talking with Brant Smith of Wellington VFW about the moving wall that is now in Wellington for people to come see. You mentioned about doing the rubs or the names of that. Do they people bring things with them? Is there something, supplies you might supply? What happens
yes.
for that?
We have lumbar crayons, black crayons that carpenters would use, and we have paper here ready, so we're able to write down what panel wall, where your name is you're looking. We have a whole registry list that we're able to look up and help you find who you're looking for. Please do not bring pens or pencils, because you will scratch the name off the wall if it's not done properly. These walls are very, I don't know the word I'm looking for. They're easy to damage.
Okay. I would use delicate, perhaps?
Yes, or, that know, would be I a mean, great
that,
word.
I'm looking for that. That's just because I'm thinking. But you're also talking about the respect that you would have for this.
And yes.
You mentioned other things, too, and I see there's sort of, I don't say, maybe sort of rules are like for people coming, so you ask not to have pets there, I believe.
And, yes.
And it's sort of you in no food or, you know, smoking, that type of thing. So treat it as if you would. It was, you know, very respectful full place. Is there a, you go left to right, right to left? How do you kind of go view the wall? What's the way to do
the
that?
The wall actually starts in the center at the apex, and it will, the east wall, I believe, I'm sorry, I'm going on very limited sleep, but I believe the east wall is from 1959, and it shoots down that way, and then the next wall, the
so there's
the west
a chronological
wall.
Aspect
yes.
to the names that are put there, in a sense.
Yes.
Obviously, alphabetical is impossible to do something like that, and that sort of puts things in order where there really is no order, I guess. Is there, I don't know, is there a script as well, or is there just names on this wall?
It's just names on the wall.
Okay.
We do have some programs inside the tent which have more information about the wall. As far as, you know, what actions these gentlemen were killed in, where they lost their lives, how they lost their lives, that's not included.
But obviously when people are there, they may see veterans. Doesn't hurt to talk, to ask them, to talk to me, even just to say thank you.
Yes.
As you mentioned, you find out from people's stories from there, and that's what creates the living part of this moving wall.
Yes.
Is for people who come to this. Again, it's at the Union School Park, 201 South Main, Route 58 here in Wellington. And we are spotlighting the community. This is a great event that they had set up coming in, and we've got a beautiful weekend for that, and we hope people will come down to Wellington to view the moving wall. Brant, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you got a busy
Thank you.
Morning as well, going along with everything. Now, we are going to have more coming up.